And it says I'm recording. Okay, now set this around. Actually, it probably worked out well that we missed our lesson yesterday.
Oh, sorry for that, but there was a problem here that I couldn't solve because I am traveling in 4 days. I am going to Malaga. There for good, right? So this moving things was crazy. I couldn't handle this with the taking out the furniture and all this. So I am very sorry for the inconvenience the other day, but now we are here.
Okay. Let me just add to that though, is it might have been an inconvenience except for I was busy working, so actually it was a relief. Because I had stuff I needed to get done. So.
That's very good. Okay, let's do it.
Here's my guitar.
Fantastic. So how is going this arpeggio?
Oh, I thought I finished with that. It's going well. Okay, here, let's go.
On E minor?
A minor. That's going to be tough.
No, it's not tough. You already did very well that one.
Well, I kind of stopped practicing. I played it for our fellowship a week or two ago. And then,
how you
played. Well, and after I realized I do better actually if I play it in the first position. Here's the reason is because I don't know what harmony to play with it when I play it at the fifth. It sounds very flat.
Yes, we can check that then. Let's see. It's here. And let's check that paper that has both parts.
So I should have that someplace in this.
It's this one.
Folio, which is getting so thick I can't find things.
Maná de Carnaval. Veamos.
How do you pronounce that?
Maná de Carnaval.
Maná? But it's which is mañana. You know,
mañana no es. Mañana means tomorrow, and maná
means this morning. Means morning.
It's another thing.
Means carnival morning, just like mañana de Carnaval would be in Spanish.
In Portuguese.
Now, I watched the Black Orpheus that it came from. Have you ever seen that movie?
Black Orpheus, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes, Orfeo Negro. That's the name of it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, it sounded just like Spanish. It's all in Portuguese. Now, I was in Lisbon last summer.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't sound anything like Spanish. It sounded like Russian when they speak Portuguese in Europe. But apparently in Brazil, because they're surrounded by all the Spanish-speaking countries, they sound like Spanish, very much so.
They sound like Spanish. Let's see if it's the same paper, Bruce.
Okay, I've got Melody, and I've got one. And,
I just sent you the one.
Okay.
The public sector has both the Melody and the Coin.
Okay, and that's different than what I just...
I think it's a new one because...
Okay. All right, let's
as far as I remember, we haven't done that.
All right. Okay. Well, it's a pretty melody. It really is. Now, if I push something here, I should see it?
Yes. If you just click on the...
Oops. That was not it. How about that? Okay, this. And click on that. Now, this is just one page?
Yes, this is just one page.
Okay, and I say print. And I print it, and then I say save. And I save it to... Okay, I'm going to go get it. It should be ready for me. Okay, move this out of the way. All right, what do we have here? We have...
Let's read it.
Okay, so we start off with... And then we play... Aw, oh, that sounds so much prettier.
Yes, now you will play it really nice.
Let's see.
So we have...
Okay, but the
finger four and the finger three goes up to the sixth string, seventh fret.
Oh,
that chord is that?
Okay, but where do I see this? I see.
You can see it right in the.
Okay, I see, and then seventh way down there. All right, okay.
Let me show you. It's here.
So
it's just the second chord of the piece.
Yeah. I am growing a little old. This finger, the fourth finger, has a little arthritis in it. So.
Oh yes, don't
if
worry.
I look a little ginger. That's the reason. Okay.
Yes. Place it soft. Look.
Okay.
So first phrase, we do half bar, we start. That's right. So we do. But we are reading the beginning of the partition.
Okay.
Let's read from the first phrase to there.
A minor at the first position.
Yeah. Okay. So three notes in the beginning, let's see if you are reading it properly. That's good. And then? No. It's first the bass and then the chord.
Oh, the bass is all staggered there. Okay. Yeah, the second line.
Okay, let's take the second line.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, that's bar five. That's bar five.
Yes.
This one?
Yeah.
And now, bar three.
It's a bar there.
Yes, Cejilla 13. It's a C3 in Roman number.
Oh, yes, I see that now.
No. That's right.
And then we have this.
Yes.
Which...
So, it is to be played.
Second line of the fifth bar, the second line right after the bar symbol.
And that's good. No, that's 0565. 0565 is this.
Okay, 0.
That's right. No, there's no fifth there.
That three, I don't. Oh, there's a three. Three. Oh, so, and then that comes in with this bar.
No. without the chord. And then play finger 1 on the 3rd fret in the C.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's coming in there. Okay, so we do... play it together.
And then we do so play this phrase. No. From the C sharp there, which is arpeggiated, then chord. So C sharp diminished.
Yeah, I get okay. And here's my problem. I don't know what a C-sharp diminished looks like when I'm looking at the paper. Or I don't even know what it looks like.
It says there, Bruce, at the end of the second line.
End of the second line. Okay.
You will find the letter there that said C-sharp.
Ah, I see it up above. And if I had color, it'd probably pop out at me. I'm looking at black and white.
It is in color, yes.
Well, no, I printed off in black and white, you see.
Well, that's why.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah, that's the reason.
So
okay,
sharp,
the C sharp is a 4-5. And it sounds diminished, doesn't it?
All right, now we do that and hit the 4. Now 4. Then 2 notes.
Okay, what do I do? No, I did it wrong here.
Now we go to D minor, A. Now with fingers 2, 4, and 3.
2, 4, and 3. No, that can't be.
Finger 2, D and right. Now.
Okay, now we've got 3 and 3 and 3. I lost my place, but there it is. Okay, and then again.
Okay, I don't see a finger 1 on the first fret, 3rd string there.
Oh, where do I have it? To the G seventh yet?
Yes,
and at the very end of the third line.
That was correspondent to the third line.
Okay. So we just finished the third line.
Yes, now let's do the fourth one.
Okay. And that's a one.
Da da da. This one. No. That's all indicated thinking here is finger one on the first fret, second string. That finger four as a hammer on. So, Bruce, this is just that, right? That's all.
Oh, right. Okay. I guess again, the color. You know, you add color for information, and I've lost that information.
Let's
because
see.
It's black and white. Okay, so
yes.
It goes a hammer on.
Simultaneous.
That's these.
Finger one on the first fret, sixth string.
Oh. Let's see where. Oh.
Finger one.
Oh. Okay.
First fret. Finger four, third fret. Another thing, Bruce. That's good. How you did. But we need to leave the finger one on to accompany until we change string.
Okay.
Onto the last. Because this note has to sound.
Okay, so we hold that note while we're doing the.
Yes, look.
Okay,
and then it's finger two. And let's ring again from the first line.
Okay,
just to check that
first.
We have it properly. That
okay.
Part. This is the first part, so we do it. No, first touch is done.
Let me go back to where I was here. Oh, I lost my place. Okay. Thank you. Got a question for you. I don't want to break what we're doing here, but remind me before we finish that I have a question.
Yes. Yes.
About Soliad.
Then I'll after Soliad. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll do it after we do this. Okay. So from the beginning.
Now bass alone. First, I play the bass only. The sixth string. Now we go to the minor.
When you're doing on the video, when you're doing the when you're doing the falsetto,
yes,
when you're just doing the strum, you start with the F, and then you go to and then where did you go from here? Back to okay.
And then we just put finger 4 on the 4th fret.
This is an F with the 4, with the 2nd string, or the 2nd, the 3rd string, 4th fret. Okay, that's F, 3rd string, 4th fret. Okay, and then you from there go what, an E?
Thank you.
And you end up in an E7?
Yes, on E major.
E major. Okay. Okay, and then when you were doing the falsetta, how many notes do you play for each count?
Four. One, two, three, four.
But then the okay within the first one.
Did I send you the page of that?
You did, but it only for the muted.
Okay, no. Then I have to send you there because in the page it has the exact explanation of the beats and everything.
Okay, could you send that?
Yes, I need to send you that, but I have to do it from Spain because I have the other computers and stuff. So I will
email it to me.
Put it into the thing and I will email you. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Let's do that because there you will read exactly the beats.
Mm-hmm.
And with the thing so that you can count it 1, 2, 3, 4,
okay.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, like this, so that you can count it and play it and know it exactly what it is.
Okay.
Don't worry, we will do that.
All right. So
okay,
this is going to be a big week for you, huh?
Sorry?
It's a big week for you coming up. You've sent out all your furniture now?
Yes. Fortunately, we are almost.
So everything
almost
you have is just in two suitcases right now. You living out of a suitcase?
Oh, no. I have to bring like four at least.
Uh-huh.
Four or five things. But once I arrive there, then the transition of country will be over.
Yeah. Well, then you have a lot of work at the other side.
Then I can sit and play more.
Yeah.
So I will see you then in 15 days.
Right. Okay. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you, Bruce.